are listening to the New Mamas Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the New Mamas Podcast. This is Lena Forrestal, your host. Today, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what's been hard lately, coming back to work, my four-month-old, talking about that, and why I'm taking a break from the podcast. Yeah, I'm taking a break, guys. I mean, you can consider this the last episode of season two, which I guess my season two has lasted about a year and a half or so. I started the podcast 2021, like January. It was January 6th, my birthday, on 2021. That's when I started the pod, and I've been up and running, wow, until now, April 2024. I took one break in between, so that was, I called it my season one, season two, and now I guess this is my season break to season three. So a little behind the scenes, I usually batch record my episodes, which is why I've been able to like keep running so long, like even through giving birth and stuff. I think I missed like 1 week, but I've like had consistent uploads. All because of that batch recording that I do. I like have guests, right? And then I have some solo episodes sprinkled in between. I've been getting a lot better at doing like my solo episodes that I call my just chatting episodes. I used to not do them as much. Like this was kind of like an interview only show, but then I got a lot of feedback that people really like my solo episodes / my just chatting episodes. So I've been doing those a lot more and I'm really proud of myself. It was one of my goals to do more of and I have been doing it. Have been doing it? Is that proper English? Guys, I'm sitting here. My baby is napping. I'm wearing my Costco pants. I am ready for my third cup of coffee of the day. It is only 10 a.m. Yes. I want my third cup. I'm over caffeinated, probably, and underslept. Yeah, I mean, Evie, my four-month-old, technically a little over 4 months. She's like, I don't know if you guys all keep track with the weeks. I did that a lot more with my first, with my son. I did like week by week. I used to do like, he's 16. I didn't used to say this. I wasn't that obnoxious, but I used to like really track it in the Wonder Weeks app of like his growth. Like he is 16 weeks and 4 days. But now I'm like, looking at her and I'm like, how old are you? Should you be rolling over yet? Are you sitting? Do I start solids? Wait, what? How old are you? 'Cause life, I feel like it's been moving just at a rapid, rapid pace. It is crazy. Part of the reason why it's been crazy is because I went back to work last week. So I had a total of four months and 2 weeks. It was like, I think it was technically 17 and a half weeks of maternity leave, which was really phenomenal. Because my first one, I had only 6 weeks with my son. So it was very interesting to feel the difference between that 6 weeks and then 17.5 weeks. I feel like even though 17.5 weeks is really gracious in America in terms of maternity leave, I feel like the sweet spot would really be 6 months. I don't know how many weeks that is, but I really feel like 6 months of paid maternity leave would be just perfect because at 6 months they are sitting and starting solids. I think that should be the benchmark because right now the issue I'm having is Evie is exclusively breastfed. So I didn't start off this journey saying, hey, I want to exclusively breastfeed my daughter. Like that was not my goal at all. I actually like pumped her full of formula in the hospital because of she had like low blood sugar and I was like low-key scared. So I mean the nurses did instill fear in me about her low blood sugar, so of course one way to combat that is giving formula. So I like pumped her with formula and I also like breastfed her and I combo fed with Archie, and that worked for us. So I thought that combo feeding her would be really great. And we did in the beginning when I had lots of help. So in the beginning, I had my mom and my postpartum doula. So in order for them to help me the most, I pumped and they bottle fed and they gave formula. And that went really well. Oh, and I breastfed, of course, in between that. And that went really well until about 8 weeks when my mom left And then I started to do more breast and less bottle. Then my postpartum doula was coming like twice a week. And then she slowly tapered off around the 3 month mark. And then once she left and I had no help and it was just me, I got really lazy and just breastfed. It just meant less bottle parts and pumping parts. It meant less stuff to wash. So I've been exclusively breastfeeding, not really thinking too much of it, right? I wasn't thinking long term in like, ooh, if I EBF, exclusively breastfeed, then I, you know, going back to work and finding care or even the possibility of putting her in daycare would be impossible. I wasn't thinking that. And now that I'm here, I'm like, ooh. And it's just so interesting, like the societal culture around breastfeeding. Like I feel like, I mean, I talk about this on my Instagram all the time. Like society really wants you to breastfeed and like shames you if you don't breastfeed. But the second if you do it in public, then people shame you for doing it in public and get really mad when you do it in public. So which one is it, everybody? And I feel like people give you looks. Like when I used to bottle feed Archie, I feel like people would give me looks. And I don't know if it was just me, but I would internalize it as like people are looking at me like, why aren't you breastfeeding? And then now when I publicly breastfeed my daughter, I feel like people are looking at me like, why are you breastfeeding in public? And I know that there's a lot of discourse around this. Actually, in my episode with my friend Linnea on April 3rd, what's it like having a toddler and a newborn? We talk about like breastfeeding and do we breastfeed in front of our in-laws? And like, what's the societal, like, what do you do? Like, do you breastfeed in front of your father-in-law? I kind of like, I do, but I don't. Like, I do. Like I'll turn my nursing chair around, but then once she's latched, I'll like spin back around, especially if we're all like hanging out, you know. I don't really have much shame around my body, which I think is helpful, but also I just don't want to make other people uncomfortable, you know. I think where I feel really uncomfortable is if I'm breastfeeding in front of other people's husbands, because I don't want my girlfriends to feel a certain way of like, I know I'm just feeding my baby and I know it's the most natural thing in the world, but I also don't want my girlfriends to be like, she's whipping out her boobs in front of my husband. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to be a girl's girl, okay? So I went back to work. I don't have childcare. There's a few different reasons why I don't have childcare. And I'm laughing because like, again, I just like didn't think long term about this. First of all is the exclusively breastfeeding. I can't drop her off at daycare, guys, because like she needs me to eat. I'm not going to starve her. I have tried leaving her with my husband with a bottle of breast milk and she will just refuse to take it. Now, people out there will say if she's hungry enough, she will eat. And while that is true, I also feel like the process to get there is excruciating and I don't want to put like a daycare provider or my husband through that. So that's where my thought process is there. And then second of all, if I can be like totally honest with you, leaving my 4-month-old with anyone else like makes my postpartum anxiety flare up a little bit. I've been so good. I've come such a long way from my son, who I would sob if my mother-in-law came over to and like held him, or like even my husband, like when my husband would be taking care of him, I would like shake and I like couldn't handle it. Like that's how my postpartum anxiety was very, very severe with my son. So to be able now to leave the house, like now, actually this past weekend on Saturday, I had my husband and then my mother-in-law and my father-in-law was around and my son, like everybody was around. So I was like, here you guys go. You can take the baby. I'm going to go run errands. And I ran like so many errands. I got my eyelashes done. I returned stuff at Kohl's. I went to Sephora, returned stuff at Sephora. I went to Costco. I picked up some flowers from a local flower farm. Like I did it all. And I did not have 1 ounce of mom guilt or anxiety. And then when I got home, so I left them with no food. I mean, of course. And my husband was like, it's fine. We'll just give formula if like she's hungry. And when I got home, my daughter was crying and my mother-in-law looks at the door. She looks at me. She goes, oh, thank God. Thank God you're home. LOL. LOL, but not LOL, but LOL. You know what I mean? I feel kind of bad. I feel bad, but I also feel like I don't know what to do. My friend Christina on Instagram sent me some link to a lactation consultant, and I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to actually pull the trigger on a lactation consultant to talk about bottle feeding and kind of transitioning back into bottle feeding without losing the component of breastfeeding. I just want to be able to combo feed her or feed her like, you know, I want other people to be able to take care of her, because even for like Bible study, like I go to Bible studies on Thursday nights. And the last one that I went to, the Bible study runner, my friend Olivia, she was like, just bring her. Because she knows my like challenges with Evie right now. And she's like, just bring her. So I brought her to Bible study and it was fine. She behaved and she was chill. But you know, mama would love to just get out without a baby once in a while and just like do me, you know? The other way to also like put this into perspective, and I was telling my mom this yesterday. My mom's up right now. She's visiting for 2 weeks, helping us out. So thankful. She's so helpful. They live in Florida. Unfortunately, they're not local. Oh man, would my life change and be so different if my parents were local? Oh my goodness. It would be totally different. But I was telling my mom this yesterday of this is, I took like a deep breath when my daughter was finally sleeping. And I was like, oh, this is only for a few months. This is just a blip in time. Soon she'll be going to daycare. She'll be going to preschool. Like this won't be a problem. I'll have my life to myself again. Because right now I am tethered. I'm tethered to her. She's tethered to me. In a court. Of course, I can't talk. Of course, while it is the most beautiful, magical, delicious feeling ever, it's also extremely exhausting. Oh yeah, back to work. Let's talk about going back to work. So I am very, very lucky. I work from home, fully remote. I work for Cisco. They are an incredible company to work for. If you are a parent, I highly suggest looking at their careers page. You know what, everyone? If you look at their careers page and you see a job that you look like that you want to apply for, like add me on LinkedIn, reach out to me and we can talk and I can possibly refer you. My team is so wonderful. We're all working parents, so we all understand, and we're all also in the same life stage. Like we all have kids in between now 4 months old, me, and 5 years old. I think my friend, my coworker, Bridget, I think her son is 5, turning 6. So we're all in that. And then her daughter is like a toddler. So we like all have kids in the same bracket. And that makes it really helpful because we're all extremely understanding. And it's like socially acceptable for a baby to like be on camera, you know? And again, this is such a departure from my first, like when Archie was a baby, the first company I worked for when as a parent, not the first, but so guys, I can't talk right now. I'm like hyped up. I have too much caffeine. This is why I should not have a third cup of coffee, but I really want one. The company I worked for when I had Archie, a lot of people actually were not parents and they were older and they were extremely ununderstanding or not understanding. There was this one incident where I had Archie on a call. And we were in video, like no one in the company did video. I don't know why. It was so weird thinking back. Now I cannot do a meeting without video. I find it like so weird. And so I get distracted easily too. I feel like I need video. I need to be looking at people's faces to like for my brain to be like, pay attention on this meeting. So we were off video and Archie was making like these like cooing noises, you know, that babies make. And someone like stopped the meeting and she was like, whoever has that baby, put yourself on mute. It was just like that. It was like the tone was so awful. And I was mortified. I didn't mean to not be on mute. And my baby wasn't even crying. He was just like making noises. But so anyway, the situation I have now is such a departure and I could not be more thankful and more grateful for my amazing work situation. However, However, it is still very, very hard juggling a 4-month-old and going back to work full time. I feel like it's almost near impossible. So I will wake up really early. I've been waking up at 5 and like logging onto work and getting work done. I've been staying up late. So once my son goes to bed, I'll like hop back on my computer and finish up any work that I didn't get done. And during the day, it's really just like tackling emails, tackling messages that come through, doing like little admin-y things that I can get done quickly and go in and joining meetings. But any kind of like real sit down work and focus time happens off hours. It just has to be. And I keep telling myself this is just survival. This is just for now. But I just have to get my stuff together. You know, my SHIT, I have to get my SHIT together because I can't do this forever. And the older she gets, the more attention she's needing, which makes it harder, even harder to juggle. So I am talking to a few babysitters that I found on Facebook. And my thought process is if she gets hungry, they will just pass her off to me. I'll breastfeed her and then I'll hand her back. So that's kind of my thought process there. And then I'll work with this lactation consultant and see if we can slowly get her to take a bottle, because by September, I'm probably, if I don't find a nanny that works for our family, like someone that can, you know, I want someone that's not on their phone. I think that's my biggest pet peeve is when providers are on their phone and not paying attention to my baby, because I'm paying you like how much money an hour? And if you're sitting there holding my child and you're on your phone, like I can do that. You know, I can do that. I'm paying someone to pay attention and to play with, to read, to sing, to do whatever, to take on walks my child. Like I don't want to be paying you however much an hour to sit there and be on your phone. I don't need that. So that's my biggest pet peeve. I'd love to find like a semi-professional nanny to hire like part-time to just help me out. But if I don't find that, then I'll probably put her into daycare. I put Archie into daycare when he was about 7 months. And yes, it was so hard and I cried for the first like 3 weeks, but then it was truly glorious. Like he was happy, I was happy. He got so much goodness out of it. It's just someone there that can pay attention to him all day, and other kids too. He like loved parallel play. So of course that young, they're not playing together, but he really enjoyed being around other kids and like parallel playing. So long story short, going back to work was a lot more overwhelming than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a lot easier. And I just like had a mental like shift where I'm like, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. I just need to focus on, like, in this season of my life, I need to focus on being a mom and being an employee. As much as I love the podcast and love everything else I do, like on the side, being an employee pays the bills. Like, let's just talk about the truth of it all. Like, let's be like super honest. I see all these things that are like, just quit your job and be a full-time, you can do it all. You can quit your job and you can have your side hustles and run a business and blah, 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 blah. And like, yes, some women can do that financially, but we don't. I'm the breadwinner. I make more than my husband. We could not survive on my husband's salary. I simply do not have the choice to just simply quit my job. Like, I see so many things of like, it was hard to put my child into childcare, so I just didn't, and I just stayed home. And I'm like, good for you. Like, again, more power to you. I am not hating. But don't judge women that like don't do that, because some women like really can't. And I know then the rhetoric is like, well, you can budget and you can save up money and you can cut your expenses and blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't know. Again, I'm going to be truly honest with you all. I have gotten used to a standard of living that I just don't want to give up. And I don't want to give up. Like, there are some little luxuries that make me like, that fill my cup and make me so happy that I just can't give it up to just because of this whole childcare situation. Like, just some examples is the ability to go work out, like to pay for a gym membership and go work out. That's like one of the things that make me really happy. my lash extension membership, again, a little bit costly, something that could definitely be cut, but it just makes me so darn happy to look in the mirror and have nice eyelashes. And yeah, I know that's going to sound like so shallow, but again, I'm just being so transparent with everybody. And then being able to like go to Costco. Oh my God, Costco. Being able to go to Costco and like being able to buy like new things and try new things. Again, like something that kind of makes me is that weird? Am I aged? Does anyone else? Am I the only one that like Costco makes them happy? Like that is so sad. Is that sad? Does that mean I have a lot of happiness in my life. I don't know. And then being able to like go out and do things with my girlfriends, like my girlfriends and I are planning a night, next Friday, I think we're all going to go out to the winery. And I just like being able to say yes to things like that, like the winery and dinners, just being able to, and I have that luxury because I work full time. So yeah, just being totally honest, and I'm sorry if this comes off a certain way, but I've gotten used to a standard of living that I just don't want to give up. I worked so hard to get here. You know, when I was in college and I was paying my rent in cash and like, no lie, I collected bottles on the side of the road. A lot of people don't believe me, but I lived in Boston at the time and I would collect cans and then go to like the Coinstar and like, or whatever the thing was that you put cans in and you get like 5 cents per can. I would do everything. I scraped and scrounged and worked weird Craigslist jobs. I worked free internships. Like I was like the OG, like hustle boss babe. Like I was really hustling and I hustled to get to this stage of life that I am in now, where I have a really good job with a good team at a good company. And I just don't want to give it up, you know? And I hope you don't think I'm bragging, because I'm not. I'm sharing that I think everything you do is a sacrifice in some way. So like me working this job, like I am sacrificing certain things because I'm sacrificing like, I guess, time with my kids, because my kids are in school. And I guess I'm okay with that. It's kind of hard to say out loud, because it's kind of the opposite of the rhetoric that you hear on the internet of like, you only have 18 summers, so you want to soak up every single minute that you have with your kids. But the truth is, for me, is that having that time away from them, having time to work, because I like to work too, it fills my cup in a different way. I'm able to be the mom I want to be because my kids are in daycare, childcare, like I have a break from them. I have the energy to do fun activities and I have the energy to like make cute lunches and stuff like that. Like I'm not burnt out. I mean, I think parenthood, I feel like I hate those things that are like you only have 18 summers, because I'm hoping that, you know, we build such a beautiful relationship with our children that they want to spend time with us and they want to go on like yearly vacations. And I really do hope they stay local in some way and we're able to have just that family around. And what's so funny is my parents always followed my sister and I wherever we moved to. Like I moved to Boston for school and my parents a few years later sold their house in upstate New York and moved to the Boston area to be closer to me. I never understood why they would do that, but now as a parent, I totally get it. I could totally see myself, like if my son or daughter moved to another city and they planned on staying there for a while, and I stayed in Boston for 10 years until I met John, my husband now. So, and we spent a lot of time together, time that we would not have spent together if my parents didn't move to my city. Now, not everybody has that luxury, again, to do that. But if I do have that luxury when I'm older, I could definitely see John and I like picking up and moving and living in a different place for a little bit. I don't know. All this to say, guys, is that I do appreciate you listening. I am so, so, so thankful of this community of new mamas that I built over the past couple years. Like, I get so many sweet DMs and so many messages, and a lot of you follow me on Instagram, and we've like started to build a relationship there. I will come back. Like, the podcast is not over. We will come back. Although at this time, I cannot tell you when I'm coming back. I'm like kind of feeling this out a little bit of like when I start to feel less overwhelmed and less burnt out, because the podcast, like, I knew it was time for me to take a break when I would book interviews with people and I wouldn't be like super excited to hop on. And it's nothing personal at all for any of the people that I've interviewed. It's just that I was feeling fatigued of like doing a meeting and trying to juggle, like figuring out, oh, the nap schedule, or she's going to be awake during this interview, so I'm going to have to like nurse her. And you probably, if you've been listening the last few episodes, you probably hear me say, 1 second, I need to go get her, she's waking up, or 1 second, I need to breastfeed her. Like, I don't want to have to do that. Like, while I can do that, awesome. But like doing that kind of takes, like, I'm not focused. I'm not as focused as I want to be on these interviews. I'm feeling burnt out. I'm not feeling excited. I'm feeling like, and I knew for me to not like reach total burnout that I needed to take a break. And it's hard to take a break. It's hard for me to take a season break, even though it's totally normal. Like, shows take breaks, like every, like, you know, physical shows on Netflix and Hulu, and right, like, shows have seasons. A lot of podcasts do take breaks. Even though it's normal, I am kind of having a hard time with it. Even though I'm also excited to take a break, I'm also having a hard time with it, because I am feeling a little bit like a failure, even though I know I shouldn't. I feel like a failure because, like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, I've been so good at batch creating content that I haven't had to need to take a break, but I just haven't had the energy to batch create. And I am a little burnt out. Like, if burnt out is a spectrum and like 10 is the most burnt out and 1 is the least, I'm about a 5. You know, inching in on 6. And I feel like every week that went by, the burnout scale was getting higher and higher. So I just need to focus on being a mom and being a full-time employee. And some other things that I also wanted to focus on is like continuing to build community in my local area. So I've been like making some really good friends. I moved to New Jersey in 2019, knowing not really many people. Like, I had like John's friends' husband, or so not husbands, I'm like John's friends' wives. So I was friends with a lot of John's friends, but I didn't have a lot of my own friends. So I had to start completely from scratch. And as you know, friendship takes time to build, like that camaraderie and that trust in between the women that you meet. You know, finding the right people that vibe with you, the people that like understand you and that you feel like you can truly be yourself around, that takes time. It takes time, and it takes some investment in like going out with people and maybe getting past like the awkward stage, you know? So I've also been feeling called to do more of that, of like just pouring into my local village here and investing in my friendships and just building that local community, because we don't have a lot of family local, right? So like my friends, the people that I meet, and hopefully these long-lasting friendships, they will become my chosen family. And I have some gals already that I consider my chosen family and that I love so much, and I'm so thankful for them. But yeah, that just takes time to build. So I want to have time to do that as well. Like time and energy. It's not even like time. It's like the energy. Because when you're burnt out, have you ever been so burnt out that you like can't even answer a text message? Like, I struggle with that so much. I have a friend that I think is mad at me. I think she's mad at me because she's like, I texted you here because I don't think you saw my messages on Instagram. And then she'll be like, I don't know if you see my messages anywhere. And I'm like, I do. I just truly like do not have the energy to respond some days. And it's like, I am just a bad texter. Like there's a million, 101 things in my mind. Things, the to-do list is like so long. Like if I text you back a few days later or even a week later, it's like literally like nothing personal at all. And that goes for people responding back to me. Like if I text you and you don't text me for like days, I like don't think anything of it, because I just know that we all have like families, we're all wives, we're all sisters and caretakers and mothers and like PTA moms, and we're doing a lot of things. So sometimes friendship has to take a backseat, and that's not a bad thing. It's just like, you know, it's a whole rubber ball, glass ball thing. You're like juggling all the balls, and like sometimes, like what are some rubber balls that you can drop? And if sometimes, like if it's answering a text message, you know, that's a rubber ball. It's not a glass, like preparing my kids' lunch in the morning. That's a glass ball. I have to keep throwing that into the air, because I cannot send my kid to school without lunch. So, wow. Well, I don't want to ramble. I just wanted to hop on and say thank you all for listening so much. If you want to stay in touch about when the podcast is going to come back, follow me on Instagram. It's at lina.forrestal. That's lina.forrestal. And then you can also follow the podcast Instagram page at New Mamas Podcast. I will be posting on both platforms, although I'm honestly better at posting on my personal platform than I am on my New Mamas account. But I'll keep you updated there. I'm kind of feeling summer. Like I'm almost feeling summer might be a good time to come back, when there's like a lull in big work projects. But I don't know. I'll keep you posted. I'll wait until the vibe is right, because when I come back, I want to come back 110% with like lots of passion and excitement and lots of love, because that's what made this podcast what it is. So like right now, like I feel like it's grown so much over the past couple of years and done so well. I think because I bring that passion and enthusiasm and energy to every episode that I record. And I just want to continue to do that. So in order to do that, I need to take a break. So let's normalize taking breaks, taking pauses, especially when we're going through big life things. Like for me, it's going back to work and juggling a 4-month-old. So we'll see. Well, everybody, I love you so much. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, follow me on Instagram, and stay tuned for next season. Bye. Thanks for joining us this week on the New Mamas Podcast. This podcast was created to help first-time moms everywhere navigate this new stage of life and talk about the honest and the raw moments in motherhood. I'm your host, Lena Forrestal. I'm a working mom by day and a blogger, photographer, and podcaster by mid-afternoon. And as a first-time mom myself, I'm on this journey with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And if you did, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. You can donate to the show at buymeacoffee.com/newmamaspodcast. Stay in touch by following us on Instagram at New Mamas Podcast and Lena Forrestal. Thanks again, and stay tuned next week for the next episode. Bye!